Hi, this is Bob Lesher. I need to do a roll call, please.
Okay.
Sure.
Can we check to make sure that the branches are here? Is Montreal there, please?
Montreal?
Hello, Montreal?
Oui.
Okay, Calgary?
Here.
Dartmouth?
Here.
Vancouver?
Here.
Okay.
Bob, I'm into Fred from New York.
Okay, good, thank you. Guys, just to let you know, I'm going to put you all on mute so that you don't...
Well, I'm using a hotel phone, so there's no mute.
No, I will put you on mute, okay?
Okay.
Hang on.
No, they're putting us on.
The conference is now in listen-only mode.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for attending this meeting this morning, so let's get started. I would like, first of all, to introduce those at the front of the room, Mark Schneer, Vice President, Paul Schneer, Internal Auditor. I'd like to make an honorable mention to Bonnie Schneer-Montick, our chairman, who is away this morning due to the passing of her mother. A new face, which I will introduce in greater detail in a moment, Mr. Alan Sellery to my right, founder and managing partner of Ironbridge Equity Partners of Toronto. And I would also like to introduce three faces whom you know very well. Mr. Norman Schneer, Mr. Philip Schneer, and Mr. Maury Schneer over to my left. Maybe you'd give those people a round of applause. The purpose of this morning's gathering is for me to openly share with all of you a piece of what I would term to be very exciting news before we officially make a public announcement later this morning. I will preface my comments by stating that the resulting effects of this announcement will, without question, move our company into a very new and exciting phase in its forward development. Now allow me to read to you the official public announcement. Gesco Industries, Inc., Schneer, announces today that all ownership interests in the company have been sold by the Schneer family to an investor group led by Ironbridge Equity Partners, Inc. of Toronto. Gesco Industries, Inc., through its operating division, the GE Schneer Company, founded in 1938, is Canada's leading independent national floor covering solutions company. The company markets, sells, and delivers a complete range of value-add flooring products, programs, and services to an extensive and wide-ranging Canadian customer base. The company employs several hundred associates based in each of five warehouse, showroom, and office locations strategically positioned from coast to coast. Ironbridge Equity Partners, Inc. invests in leading Canadian middle market businesses in a broad range of industries, including manufacturing, distribution, consumer and business products and services. Ironbridge's investment team has extensive financial and operating experience working together as an active partner with top management teams. Quote, the Schneer family, given its size and overall complexity, felt as a part of its succession planning process that it was the proper time to accept an offer to sell its financial interests in Gesco Industries, Inc. and its GE Schneer Company operating division. The Irving, Norman, Cecil, and Philip Schneer families feel confident that the company will continue to prosper under the direction of the extremely capable professional management team actively led by its president and CEO, Ed Dudemaine, who has held that office since 1997. The family leaves the associates in very trustworthy hands, unquote, said Bonnie Schneer-Montick, past chairman, on behalf of the board, which also included Mark, Paul, and Maury Schneer. When asked for his comments, Dudemaine said, quote, two points come to mind. First, that the Schneer family have left an indelible mark on this company and the Canadian flooring industry at large. They deserve our sincere thanks, recognition, and appreciation for their many significant contributions. Second, the future for Schneer is extremely bright as we continue to aggressively increase both sales and market share, building on the many long and well-established supplier and customer relationships, unquote. Quote, Ironbridge is very excited about partnering with management in buying the business from the Schneer family. We have been very impressed with the business and the quality of its people, as well as its many products, programs, services, and facilities. This business is positioned well strategically, and we look forward to providing whatever assistance we can in order to see it continue to thrive. We hope to be as positive a steward of Schneer as the Schneer family, recognizing fully the height of that hurdle, unquote, said Al Sellery, co-founder and managing partner of Ironbridge and the newly appointed chairman of Gesco Industries. Now that is the public announcement, which will go out later this morning. Now a few comments. First, I think you should all understand that the sole motivation for the family in accepting an offer to sell its interests was none other than putting in place a proper succession plan for the entire family. With four family branches involved, headed by the four senior Schneers, being Irving, Norman, Cecil, and Phil, and 17 members in Bonnie, Mark, Paul, and Maury's second generation, and 42 third generation children, many with kids of their own, the ownership situation is proving to be potentially unmanageable. Second, you may well ask what the motivation was for Ironbridge to acquire Gesco and Schneer. Plain and simply, they believe that Gesco Schneer is competing within a very vibrant industry being home fashion, an attractive sector being floor covering, is well positioned in terms of the total floor covering solution, stands ready to exploit opportunities made available through globalization, enjoys solid relationships with its suppliers and customers, is well led and managed by its executive team and management in general, performing to the current expectations of its operating board, and most important of all, has a very bright future with an in-house capability to grow even larger in terms of sales, market share, and profits. And I might add, a good deal faster. Third, Ironbridge's role in all of this will be to help facilitate such growth, operating at a board, not a management level, assisting more strategically and financially rather than operationally. Fourth, I want to make it abundantly clear that your jobs are not in jeopardy as it pertains to this ownership change. In fact, quite to the contrary. Understand that this is not a strategic acquisition where a competitor is acquiring us. It is purely financial. You may be wondering, how does all of this change affect me? In two words, very positively. Understand that you are associated with a growing company with growth opportunities in every region, in every product category, in every channel, and within every department. We have not even come close to tapping our full potential. This deal will help us to do precisely that. Our company has a charged up management team, very much bent on winning. And I can speak for that, which serves to further underline the fact that all of us as employees are in an extremely good position. What we do with this opportunity, quite frankly, rests with us, individually and collectively. I have stated this many times before, that the people are the key shining asset, which incidentally was the major attraction for Ironbridge. Fifth, you should understand how those family members currently involved in the daily operations will transition over the coming months, namely Bonnie, Mark, and Paul. And in a moment, I'm going to ask Mark to address that specifically when he reads the family announcement. I want everyone here to know that I have absolutely no doubt that these transitions will be conducted in an orderly and very professional manner. And I personally wish to thank Bonnie, Mark, and Paul in advance for their past service on the executive team and their assistance in making this impending transaction possible. And by the way, our executive team, exclusive of the Schneers, will operate as is moving forward, absolutely no change. On a personal note, I want to publicly thank the Schneer family for their leadership, their mentorship, professional and personal support of the management team and all of the associates at large and of me personally. Their integrity, their values, their high standards, their unflinching commitment to being family-owned, board-directed, and professionally led and managed has allowed this company to survive through thick and thin and has enabled me to personally do what I do for what is coming up on 10 years. I will always regard and include the Schneers amongst my professional peers and my personal friends. And I would simply conclude by saying, as I've learned or been taught with regard to the traditional Jewish language or customer, to hollish for no less, mazel tov. Next, you should all know that as of today, in addition to my operating role as your president and CEO, for which I am most honored to serve, I will now also occupy an official seat at the new board of directors table, and also as of today, I have become an official, personally invested shareholder part owner in the new Gesco Industries and Schneer Company. And such a move by me should signal to all of you that my personal confidence level in the new company, the new majority shareholder owners, and the future of this enterprise is extremely high indeed. And finally, before I ask Mark and Al to say a few words, you need to understand that moving forward as a company, and I say this many times, that our in-market position remains as Canada's leading national independent floor covering solutions company. Our vision is very simply to build a world-class floor covering company. And in so doing, our pledge remains to meet or exceed the expectations of all of our partners, namely our customers, our suppliers, our shareholders, and you, our associates. And we will only remain a step ahead by being easier, more innovative, and more flexible when providing the value-add solutions to our customers, be they in the form of products, programs, or services. Our future success depends on all of us knowing and understanding and being able to support these words. And in the final analysis, we are all here for one principal reason, and that is to serve our customers. To serve, in my judgment, is both a duty and a privilege, which our operating culture must internalize and display at all times and at all levels and at all touch points throughout the company. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like now to introduce Mark Schneer.
Well, before I begin, I need to explain Bondi's absence because she can't believe she's not here at this moment. During these past 3 weeks, a collision was in the making between the decline of Bonnie's mom's health and thus Bonnie spending her days in the hospital, and on the same road coming towards us in the opposite direction, the final wrinkles being ironed out with Iron Bridge. The timeline collision did happen, and we are where we are, but Bonnie will be here this afternoon as the Jewish traditional seven-day period of sitting Shiva is over at noon today. There's a few topics I'd like to cover today. The first is certainly to reinforce Ed's message that we as the family feel that while this day does mark the end of an era, it also marks the passing of the torch of Schneer's ownership and future direction into new, growth-oriented, financially solid hands. We have great confidence in Al and his partners, and in turn, they are coming to have the same confidence as we do in our executive team as they start to work with them. So we really do see this as being positive for our employees, our customers, and our suppliers. You might be wondering what happens to the three Schneer kids who have been active in this business. Well, with this change, Bonnie has decided to officially move on from her 31-year career with Gesco to pursue other interests, which will not only include her continued involvement with the Schneer family as we continue to plan for the management succession of other pieces of our holdings, but also to spend more time with her family and friends. And Bonnie expects to transition through the month of February. Paul Schneer will continue in his current role, which encompasses several duties such as audit, printing, sample fab, customer-friendly price list, as well as taking on some additional responsibilities relating to the finance area. He will move from his current office, location near merchandising, over to the finance and admin area, and will report directly to John Diotto. I will continue to work at Schneer on a part-time basis, retaining responsibility for Flex 5 logistics, and working on a project basis with inventory management, the programming side of QuickBase, and other projects that will arise. All other aspects associated with my transition, including the day-to-day responsibilities associated with inventory management, freight and customs, IT, leases, and margin protection programs, will be smoothly transitioned over the coming months. I might also mention that the family will continue to own the Eastern Canada buildings, those being the buildings here in Toronto, Montreal, and Dartmouth. Before I close, I would like to thank the senior Schneers, Irving, Norman, Cecil, and Phil, for the legacy they grew from GE Schneer Company's humble beginnings. It is a lesson in the strength of family and teamwork that the four of them pooled their completely diverse personalities, aptitudes, and skills to foster the growth of GE Schneer Company. Irving always came at the business from the sales side. Make the sale, collect the receivable. Norman, the strategist, always game for adventure, new alignment program, new organizational structure, and then see where it would lead. Norman always came from the nothing ventured, nothing gained school of thought. Cecil, the administrator and systems person, was into calculators as soon as they came out in the mid-70s, before probably many of you were born, and was heavily into VisiCalc spreadsheets before in the early 80s, when before Excel was invented. And Phil, the engineer, putting up the buildings across the country as Schneer grew and then outgrew facilities time and again. I think there is a lesson there for all of us that a diverse family, either related by blood or related by where we work, can tap the diversity of skills and personalities to build a winning organization. So it is all right if you're a bit quirky. It's okay, as long as we put the pieces together, the right way to make it work. The family really is appreciative of all those who have contributed to the growth and development of GE Schneer Company over the years. The success of the company in large part is due to the many dedicated associates who over the years have contributed to its development. And the Schneers want to recognize your contribution with a special appreciation gift awarded to every full-time employee who has been employed for a minimum of 1 year as of January 31st, 2007, a couple days ago. While there are some exceptions for a few key employees who have made very specific contributions to the Schneer family, generally speaking, the gifts will be allocated as follows. We will be giving $500 to employees who have reached at least 1 year service as at the end of January. We'd like to give $1,000 to every employee who will hit the 10-year service point by the end of this calendar 2007 year. Those with 20-year service now or by the end of this 2007 year will receive $1,500. And finally, those with 25 years or more of service, again, by the end of December, will receive $2,500. We expect these gifts will be paid by separate check on the next paycheck, pay date less the usual deduction, so don't throw away that next check stub. It's got a check attached. We are very appreciative to all of you for your efforts, dedication, loyalty, and friendship. With your help, our company will continue to thrive under its new ownership and professional management team. We wish you a continued prosperous future, and certainly wish Al, representing Iron Bridge, Ed, and the executive team well as they chart the future together. Many, many thanks to the Schneers, from the Schneers, Irving and Bonnie, Norman and Paul, Cecil and Maury, Philip and myself, on behalf of our extended families. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to now formally welcome and reintroduce Mr. Alan Sellery. Alan is the co-founder and the managing partner of Ironbridge Private Equity Partners. His background includes having been a partner with Edgestone Capital from 2003 to 2005. Allen, from 1993 to 2003, was a senior operating executive with each of four different companies, including Grocery Gateway, the president and CEO, Canada Bread, senior vice president and general manager, Bloxham & Company, president, and Steelworks, Inc., vice president of operations. Prior to all of that, Al worked for Bain & Company as a consultant from 1987 to 1991. Now, before I ask Al to step up, however, there are just 2 points I want to make. First, you should all know that my impressions from working with Al and Ironbridge over the last month or two have been nothing but extremely positive. They are, from my perspective, a very intelligent, professional, personable, supportive, insightful, trustworthy, and ethical group of individuals. And all others that I have spoken with about Ironbridge echo those sentiments. Their qualities mirror very well the cultural values that we at Schneer hold dear, and we are extremely fortunate to have them as our working partners. Second, Al's most recent, and I might add his most notable distinction to date, is of course being made the newly appointed chairman of Gesco Industries. So ladies and gentlemen, I present to you our new chairman, Mr. Allen Sellery.
Good morning.
Those are very kind words. What I would say is it's great to see some new friends, some people I've got to know throughout the process, and what I hope will become new friends in this room and across the country, because one of the things that's been incredibly clear as we've worked through what has been a challenging process to get a transaction closed is the quality of the people that work here at Schneer and really are the source of the value that we're investing in. So to all of you, thank you. And I look forward to getting to know you over the months and years going forward. One of the things that Ed said earlier, which I just want to highlight, because it's a lot easier for it to come from me than coming from the management team. Ironbridge is not management. We are active investors. We work at the board level. We do not take day-to-day decisions. We are backing the existing management team to support the next chapter of growth in this business. And that is incredibly important for you to internalize, because the people that you've been working with closely day-to-day are the exact same people who are going to come in here tomorrow morning and are going to do exactly what they did before. And myself and my colleagues at Ironbridge are going to be working as hard as we can to catch up, learn as much about the floor covering business as we can, so that we're a value-added partner. But right now, we're kind of in kindergarten, and you guys are PhDs, and we're working as hard as we can to catch up. So just make sure you internalize the fact that this is about taking the business to the next level of growth. It's not about a change. The existing team is the team that's going to be doing it going forward. One of the things I'd like to also highlight, and people have talked a little bit about it, in our process of investing in a company, there's a lot of diligence that goes on, and as John would say, I think he's had a lifetime of audits in a six-month process. And what I would say to you, and I mean this, 100% heartfelt, is that the Schneer family, the vendors in this business, have been by far the best vendors we have ever dealt with respect to professionalism, integrity, honesty, and making very clear exactly what we're investing in, the good, bad, and there was no ugly. And that gave us a lot of confidence in partnering with the existing management team to make the investment. So I really want to say thank you to the Schneer family. Thank you very much for the way you treated Ironbridge as part of the process. And we're ecstatic after a little bit of a delay of probably 24 or 48 hours to finally get this thing over the line. And thank you very much for all your efforts on the behalf of the Schneer family and going forward on behalf of the management team and Ironbridge. And I look forward to getting to know each of you a little bit better over the next years, and if there's anything I can do, I'll be hanging around, more than happy to ask some questions. But we're ecstatic to be a partner in your business. Thank you.
Okay, before before I conclude this meeting, I want to mention that all employees will receive attached to their next pay envelope, as well as see posted on both the local bulletin boards and websites and by email, a notification of a change to the corporate structure. Now, I want to quote from that note, and you'll, as I say, get your copy. Quote, as part of a reorganization for tax purposes, some assets of Gesco Industries, Inc., Gesco, are being transferred to Gesco Limited Partnership, Gesco LP. I am writing to advise you that effective February the 1st, 2007, your employment is transferred from Gesco to Gesco LP. The transfer should be entirely seamless to you, and the only thing you should notice is a change in the name entity from which you receive your pay and benefits. Gesco LP will stand in the shoes of Gesco for all purposes. So that will be attached, and you will see it on the bulletin boards and the websites and or email. Thank you all for your attention today and your attendance. You should leave this meeting, I know many of you, full of nostalgia on the one hand, but pumped about the future on the other, as I am. And by the way, we will notify everyone of the date for a celebration we intend to hold at our Brampton facility for the Schneers in the upcoming weeks, so stay tuned for that. Note at the rear of the room here that you should also pick up a copy of both the internal and the external announcements. And by the way, the announcements will go by email and they'll be on the bulletin boards. Also understand that we will now be communicating this information to the supplier and customer community, as well as to the press via broad fax and email or by phone. So I would now simply adjourn the meeting by repeating, as I so often do, that for all of us moving forward, the best is still very much yet to come. Thank you. Thank you.